MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We're walking in a winter wonderland. Well, we're not really, not here in San Jose.
Sleigh bells ring.
No, they're not.
Are you listening?
It was raining all week.
But
how much rain did you get back though?
We got tons of rain.
Wasn't that great?
It was fantastic. We needed it so desperately down here.
So you see all this rain, right? Because I don't know if you knew, in California it rained for about 5 days. In San Jose we got almost 3 inches. I think maybe a little more. But you know, and so he says, oh, great, the drought's over. It doesn't even make a dent.
No.
It would have to rain like that every day until March for it to start making a dent. Anyway, back to what we're talking about.
We were
here
dishing Nesterov Yak-15 Russian fighter quartz men's watch.
Yeah.
We don't know the person's name because they just gave their seller name on the chat board of DM772012, but I think it's somebody named Reggie.
Right. So anyway, to be dishing watch now.
Yes.
Yeah. Nesterov Yak-15 Russian fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be looking at watch now.
Okay, what do you think of the pictures?
I have some suggestions on the pictures. So they're generally not bad, but they're uneven. I'll tell you why. There seems to be, if you start with the first photo, there's a very harsh light source, which I suspect is a camera flash. And that's always a big no-no when you're listing, when you're taking photos. Camera flash never really works for taking item pictures. It causes too many problems. In fact, and these are very obvious. If you look at the first or even the third, look at the third photo. The hot flash against the item is so bright, I can't see all of the tag. It's just whited out.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera focused on the tag, and when you're using the flash, and I can't see the...
Yeah, part of it's even missing.
And part of it's blurry. Mm-hmm. The band itself, it's not focused properly. Always use either, and my recommendation changes over time. If you're a brand new seller, I don't want you to rush out and buy expensive lights, but I do want you to buy a cheap $25 camera tripod. That's the most necessary piece of studio equipment you can have. You can jerry-rig everything else so that you get some really good shots. But try just using the ambient light in the room. Set your camera's white balance to average, automatic white balance, so it compensates for the light temperature in the room. Use the tripod to steady the camera and put it on an intelligent mode so that it's a truly point and shoot, and use the camera timer so that when you push the shutter button, you walk away and the shutter flashes 5 or 10 seconds later. You're going to get way better shots than some of these. Now, some of these aren't bad. So if I'm looking at the, let me count this over. The second shot is not, well, it's a little out of focus. What happened is the camera focused on the tag pretty sharp that shows the acrylic Russian writing and the logo. But the watch face, which is the center of the photo, is out of focus. It's a little bit better in the fourth photo, but not great. The fifth photo, again, same problem, harsh light, and it's out of focus. If you look at the sixth photo, which is the one of the case, again, that camera flash is flashing so bright and reflecting back. The logo is whited out. The next photo, the lighting is better, but the camera's out of focus. And the, let's see, I don't know which one that is. That looks like, I can tell you in a minute. This is the eighth photo. Yeah, it's out of focus. Not as bad, but still pretty, could be sharper. And all your images are a little out of focus, and I'm gonna suspect that may be because your camera, the very last image is the best when it comes to focus, but it's not ideal. So for those close-up shots, you may want to try switching your camera over to macro, look in your camera's manual, or your phone. Even your phone will have that. Newer phones have a setting. Use the AWB, average white balance. Invest in a tripod. If you can't get a tripod right now, try just putting the camera on a steady surface so that you're not hand-holding it. And use ambient room lighting, the diffused light in the room, and you should get pretty good shots. Because these could be better. I'm hesitant to buy the item. I mean, I know what I'm getting, but the only real sharp focused one is the first one, and there's that has camera flash, and it's really harsh. So those are the first two things. We talked about the title. We talked about the photos. Your item specifics are fine. You filled them all in. But now we get to your description, and this is where I think you could really stand to use a lot of improvement. I'll tell you why. So the first thing I see in your description is a scrolling bar to view your other listings. That's not the place for this. This is a third-party Vendio scrolling.
And we like Vendio.
We're okay
with this.
And
we like the gallery, but it should be in a different place.
Put it at the, if you're gonna put this in your listing, put it at the bottom of the listing. Because this is, I'll tell you why. It's not so bad on desktop because I can scroll down, but on a mobile device, this may not be showing up, and instead there's like going to be a big section of the description in the mobile device where it's looks like it's broken, and people might not scroll down from there. So you want to make sure the first thing at the top of your description is the item details, nothing else. You even have check out my other items before you have brand new watch. You don't want to push people off the listing yet to somewhere else. You want them to look at what, you know, the details of the item. And not so bad. It starts off, there's a little, the font is a bit small. It's a serif font. It looks like maybe Times New Roman. And then it gets down to like one of the lines and it suddenly boosts up in size. So it says, list price from company, $329. And then it's still pretty large. And then that looks like it's centered, the orange Roman numeral line, and that shouldn't be. And then there's more information. I don't know where this comes from. A little hard to read. And then there's a big thing with description and type and the two columns where it shows, you know, like type movement tolerance.
And then you scream at them.
Well, wait. I'm getting to the screaming. So that's really hard to read back and forth. And then, as Lee said, now in a different font, we have in huge type, no refund final sale.
You just yelled at me.
You just, and I'm not going to buy the watch. If I'm a buyer, I'm going to say, wait a minute, no refund. What if I get the watch and I don't like it for some reason? Too bad, it's yours.
So let's go over this carefully.
That's not good business.
Very quickly, before we give a score.
Yeah.
So you're going to take the word sold out.
Edition sold out.
Yes.
Yeah, take that phrase out.
The words sold out. You're going to go back to the drawing board a little bit on your pictures because you're using that flash. And it, to those of you who are new at this and you're feeling challenged by the pictures, trust me, it takes a little while to figure it out. But once you do, it's going to be so much better for you.
Yeah. You want to make sure your photos are as sterling as possible, as good as you can get them. And it's not that hard to do.
The item specifics look good. We want you to please change your Vendio scrolling gallery to beneath instead of above.
Yeah.
And you've got too much stuff in here, basically.
Yeah, your listing is it's all a jumble. It needs to be toned down.
Exactly. And consistent in typeface. Yes. Thank
you. Oh, and I'm going to tell you something. Ooh, and here's something you did. You copied and pasted some information about this, and you didn't edit it. So it says in the second line of that pasted information, the black plated brass dial features large Roman numerals in your choice of green or orange.
Uh-oh.
So, no, actually, you don't have a choice. So get rid of that because you're only selling the one watch.
And it's orange.
You have to go through this stuff if you're going to use it and make sure that it's correct. Because that could be confusion. And then I thought, well, I'm going to write to you and say, okay, I like it, but I want it in green as you said it comes. And you're going to say, well, I only have the orange. And I'm going to go, wait a minute. That's not what your listing says. And I'm going to have a big bad experience.
Something else that we missed.
Yeah.
Right underneath the scrolling gallery, which pretend the scrolling gallery is taken out of there now.
Yeah.
The first thing they read is, check out my other item.
Yeah, I said
brand new one. Oh, you said that? Okay, I missed that. Okay.
So, yeah, I cleaned that listing up. Less is more when it comes to a listing. You want to have only the facts about the item.
Just the facts.
And your terms of service, as what they may be, in a simple to easy read format, because buyers don't want to read. Sellers say this all the time. Buyers don't read. And I agree. Yeah, they don't. If they want to read, they'll go to the library or they'll go to their bathroom and take a magazine.
If I have too much to read when I'm looking at an item, I try to find another item so I can figure it all
out. So give them the specifics, but give it to them in a format.
Okay, what is the score?
I have to say 4.
A 4?
Yeah, and I want to reiterate, you are allowed on eBay to sell and not take returns. It is a big reason why you're not finding a buyer for this item. That doesn't mean that if you offer returns that someone's going to buy it and say, aha, now I'm going to return it. Saying to a potential customer, yeah, you get, you know, like, you send back, I'm okay. That's reassuring the customer that says, well, the seller's got my back. Now, I'm going to like it when I get it, and I'm not going to probably return it because everything's going to be great. But all of these people coming by looking for this watch are getting turned off because you're not willing to take the item back if they get the item and for whatever reason aren't happy with it. And you shouldn't be selling things with the side purpose, even if it's unintentional, of making buyers unhappy. So, returns are a part of doing business. They just are. And so I would definitely have a different return policy.
So, Reggie, we gave you a 4, but we'd love to see you redo this listing and call us back.
Oh, we would love to
Thank you.
Yes.
Next up,
nice watch,
Julie's been hanging out since last hour.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Our number is 888-723-4630. We'll get right back to that call here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
What can you do in 7 minutes?
Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales.
So the person we just dished, who's yeah. Reggie, by the way. It is Reggie.
Reggie.
Says, thanks, Griff. I'm going to redo the entire auction. Mucho oh, grande thanks. Happy face.
Well, that's great to hear. I'd like to see it. You know, I'm talking to Reggie, or dishing his listing, I did come up with something I wanted to talk about first. Very quickly, it's a tip. You can never have too many tripods. But the problem is, you know, you don't want to be buying brand new ones all the time. Well, if you're a thrifter, and I know most of you are, when you're in a thrift store, you will often see camera tripods for very little money, and they're usually not bad. You know, they've got fairly good construction and features. It doesn't have to be the top of the line. But they're always missing the little quick release plate. The ones in the thrift stores almost always are missing those because maybe the person who donated it because they lost it. Well, here is the thing. Not all of them, but some of them, you can buy replacement plates for only a little bit of money, some on eBay, some off eBay. All you need to know is the compatibility. So if you've got your phone with you and you see a tripod, note the brand and the type, and then search the internet, use Google, for quick release universal fits, quick release tripod plate fits, and then the model number, and see if you can find. I found two on eBay, by the way. They weren't the same manufacturer, but they were both under $5, and they both fit two of the tripods that I own, where I had lost the quick release plate, and so and both of these were I found in thrift stores, and I bought them and brought them home, thinking maybe I'd find the plates, but I was able to find them. So if you see those tripods, do a quick search on your phone and while you're standing there and see if you can find a compatible quick release plate and then the model number, say fits, model. You'd be surprised.
It can happen.
The companies themselves, except for the very expensive like Manfrotto tripods, which are hundreds and hundreds of dollars, those Dynex or... I forget the name of the other one that I have, but Dynex is a big one. They don't sell the quick release plates alone. So if you lose it, which we do, then you feel like you're out of luck. And if you search for that particular model, it may not show up. But if you say fits or compatible with or, you know, universal, chances are going to find it. And then you'll be able to have a functioning tripod. Anyway, I didn't want to spend a lot of time with that. But yes, Reggie, do your listing over. I can't wait to see it.
We have kept this person on for 34 minutes.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have known that.
Julie, in Chicago, Illinois, as Magyar 5615 is on the line with us.
Yeah. Before we go to Julie, just another quick thing.
Yes.
Can someone send me the join the meeting numbers?
Oh, you didn't get the join the meeting number? She sent it. Send it again, please.
Nope, it's not here.
Okay, she'll send it again.
Okay.
No problema. But you don't see who's up on that. You've got a... Well, yeah, you do, don't
I
you?
I do, and when I'm signed in, I see it.
When you're signed in, you can see it.
Anyway,
you're not
let's
signed
go.
In. You've done the whole show without being signed in?
No one sent me the number, so I can't go to meeting.
Julie, darling, I love you, and I'm so sorry that you had to wait so long because Griff kept talking. She is known on eBay as Magyar 5615. What's your question or comment today, Julie?
No problem. I took some pictures of some tiles I'm going to put up while I waited. So here's my question. I made a sale after I took some advice, actually, from a listing that you guys dished, and I corrected the white balance, and about a week later, I had a best offer on it. Took the best offer. It was a great offer, and then silence, nothing, no payment.
Yeah.
And it was a higher price item, a Pashmina and it's basically a wrap, a silk wrap, and I took a nice amount of money for it, and then no money came. So I messaged the person, and it took a good 36 hours to get a response, and it was almost like a teenager had typed it, maybe, or someone who wasn't familiar with the English language. I don't know.
Yeah.
And asked some odd questions about the silk and this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe it just is what it is. So I answered and was very, you know, cordial about it and said, you know, just nice rescinding the payments because you did, you know, you had the best offer.
You bought it. Yeah.
Right. And basically you bought it. I didn't want to, you know, whatever. So, yes, I'm sending the money. Okay. So I waited another, I don't know, 24 hours and, nothing happened. So I thought, okay, I have, you know, heard of people doing this where if you request their number and she'll get my number, and maybe we can just talk about it. Maybe it's a language thing and she can't. I don't know. I was going to give her every opportunity and or to get out of it or to buy it. So we ended up not calling each other because she paid as soon as I requested her information. Mm-hmm. And here's my thing on this. I have opted into the extended holiday returns program.
Yeah.
So this is obviously a piece of clothing that you could wear through the holiday, and then on December 21st decide, nah, it's not just for me. I don't think I want it.
Wait. Before, did she tell you she was going to do this?
No, Julie's just thinking she might.
No, there was enough stuff in the messages to make me go, and then her feedback is also zero. So either this is an eBayer with a second account or a brand new person.
That's all
so I
you...
I was going with, okay, let's just, you know, be kind. Maybe it's a brand new person. They don't know, you know, that they actually blah, 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 blah. And now I'm wondering, do I press her for feedback?
No. Why would you? No.
Why?
You don't press anyone for feedback, ever.
Okay. Yeah. I don't usually. But there's part of me in this one particular sale that's going, I'd like to hear that it's okay. That's not going to come back.
Go take a walk and take a hot bubble bath and eat some chocolate. You'll be better
Ignore
off.
Ignore that part of you that's saying that. Because
exactly.
You're operating on a suspicion that is not provable. And did the item have tags? Was it in packaging?
It was new without tags.
All right. So, yes, it is entirely possible that this buyer, after the 25th, can say, I've changed my mind and I want to return the item. And if they return it to you in the condition it was accepted, you can spend the rest of your life speculating why that person is returning the item. That is doing nothing good for you, your health, or your business. You don't know why that person's returning the item. That is the only effective mindset to have. If it was new in packaging with tags, and the buyer wants to send it back without the packaging or the tags, now you can dispute the return, because violating the item condition, item condition policy for returns. But you are selling an item without tags. I assume it didn't have any original packaging.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-mm. How much was the? Can you tell me the agreed upon price?
$250.
Yeah. So she's paid you the money. She has she has the scarf, right? You signed up for holiday extended returns. She can return the item if she so decides before that period is over. And that's how the business works.
You know, Julie, even the biggest of department stores in the world, the biggest companies in the world that aren't department stores, they all have it, their CPAs put inside their budget, returns. So every business knows that every now and then you're probably going to get a return. And I get that this is $250, and I get it's the holidays, and some people are not totally honest. But you need to chill out about this one, I think.
Yeah, you're going to spend,
right.
You're going to spend way too much time worrying about something over which, quite frankly, you have no control at this point. You've agreed to the price. You've shipped the item. She's paid you. Put it out of your mind. You're going to drive yourself nuts. And what's even worse is that it's going to color the rest of your how you do business with other people. I've seen it happen way too many times. It's tragic, really.
And let's not go there. I'm letting it go right now.
All
thank you.
Right.
Let
you
it go.
Okay,
let
Julie.
It go. Let you, it go.
I'm telling you, the bubble bath chocolate method works.
I'm going to start that up right now.
Yeah.
And thank you so
and
much.
That's, and those are separate products, by the way.
And see, now you can listen to us while you take your bubble bath because you can bring your little iPhone in there with
but
you.
But just to clarify, because I didn't quite understand what Lee said, we're not saying that you should take a bubble bath in chocolate.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear about
that. Chocolate. All right. With chocolate along the side there. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Good luck. It's not. I doubt very much it's coming back.
All right, you guys rock. Thank you so much.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, honey. Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, you know, Griff, Cyber Monday was fantastic. Did you hear the figures overall for Cyber Monday?
Roughly $2 billion.
It was the only day to ever surpass $2 billion in sales online. Cyber Monday shopping was up 17% over last year.
That's groovy.
The only day to ever surpass $2 billion in sales.
There you go. This segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Give us a ring at 888-723-4630. And we'll take your call when we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.